Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Tomorrow's a very, very big day. You guys have supported him, and you've seen what he can do on America's Got Talent. Now the final show is tomorrow night. The way to survive is going to be through votes. That means each and every one of you guys, if you are so inclined, it is time to get serious about putting our friend Josh Blue over the top.
Born November 27th in Cameroon, West Africa, and raised in St. Paul, Minnesota. He is a former member of the U.S. men's Paralympic soccer team, a painter and sculptor who launched a career in stand-up comedy that found him winning season 4 of Last Comic Standing. You've seen them on Mind of Mencia and Ron White's Salute to the Troops, appear on The Tonight Show, and star in his own comedy specials. But now, he's gearing up to compete in the finals for America's Got Talent, with a shot at winning $1 million and a residency in Vegas. Please welcome, longtime friend of the show, Josh Blue.
AGT superstar Josh Blue, I would say.
Well, good morning there, Jenny.
Yeah, they are beating you to death, aren't they? Are they just killing you with interviews? And I mean,
my goodness.
Yeah?
12-hour days of questions, you know. And the cheesiest questions I've ever been asked. You know?
How many times a day does some jackhole just tell you that you inspire them?
Yeah. Yep. That's exactly it, man.
Good times.
How has AGT changed your life? Well, it's really messed up my sleep.
Yeah. It's not like Heidi Klum is breastfeeding you.
That would definitely change my perspective. I would wake up earlier with bells on.
Yeah, absolutely.
Earlier with bells on.
Well, listen, her voice, it's her accent that I find so hot. Like, I'm just like, oh my God, you're just fantastic. But this idea, this AGT thing, man, this television thing, it's so big, we forget about it. Because if you're a fan, you get it. But if you're not, you can really underestimate the power of a television show like this and going to the final show and what it really does mean to an entertainer and a guy like you. I mean, look, I'm ready. I want to see you win that $1 million, like $1 million, dude. I mean, let's say you do win it. What do you, I mean, you have plans?
Oh, yeah, I'm going to get that operation I've been needing. No, you know what? After taxes and agent fees, you know that'll be whittled down to like $9.
Yeah.
I'll just get some new gym socks for my victory lap.
Well, hey, dig this, you guys. AGT, tomorrow night, and voting's all through People, so you can vote up to 10 times. You do it on your phone, or you do it with the app. You download the America's Got Talent app, and remember, it's Josh Blue. That's what you want to do, and you want to tell all your friends, and make your friends do it, get your friends to do it. Tell them it is really important. It really will put you over the top, man, if we can just get people mobilized.
This is more important than most political elections.
Sure it is. You know what? Listen, I got to tell you, man, this is everyone's a winner on this outcome, and it only does make the world a better place. You're right. I think this is a much better thing than a political election.
And you know what? No comic has ever won before, so that would be huge. Obviously, it would be huge for me, but it would also be huge for the disabled community. you know, it's amazing getting to, like, give us a voice again. So that to me is, like, one of the biggest reasons I'm doing this is just to further the disabled community, you know? Sounds easy. I'm not normally like that, but, you know, it really is, man. It's really important.
Well, dude, listen, you turn the light on in the room. Everybody is so afraid. Look, it makes people, on first blush, uncomfortable to see someone struggle through this life, like all of us. That's human nature. But the only way to get past that part and not, because then what do we do next? Unwittingly, we turn people invisible. Don't look, what do your parents look? Don't stare, don't look. A little kid's like, what's going on with you? Why do you act like that? And that's a welcome question, because then you can talk to a little kid about it. But it feels impolite, right? And this, watching you come on and make people laugh, And just do what you do best, which is comedy, man. That turns the light on. It addresses the elephant in the room. I think it's more positivity for people who struggle in this world than any other way to do it.
Well, thanks, man. And you know, you don't even realize you're learning something either.
Right.
It's comedy. You know, you're just That's laughing, right. And then all of a sudden, next time you maybe have a different point of view a bit.
That's it. It really is. It's okay to laugh at things that are intended to be laughed at. It doesn't have to be. There's nothing worse. And I think, and I'm not speaking for you, but I feel like I've met enough people and know lived in this world long enough to know that there's nothing I think somebody who with a challenge worries or hates more than being pitied or someone, you know, you inspire me. Shut up. You're a comedian.
Yeah.
Your brain is flawless. Like, it moves faster and in different ways than other people. You see this world in a different way, and it takes a real ability there. You know, there's no disability there. Your arms and legs are not always the most poetic and you know, graceful things I've ever seen. But that's this much compared to what you really are, man. So, you know, when people call you brave, it just, I get it, man. I understand why it pisses you off.
Yeah, it just kind of takes away from the actual thing that I'm doing.
Yeah, no, it belittles your ability to do comedy. You're not there because you walk crooked.
This season, too, has been amazing. Everybody in the finals is so good, you know. And it's a competition, too, but everybody's like my family at this point, you know. It's so weird. Also, like, one of the front runners on this season got third place in The Voice. And, there's another comic on the show. She is very funny, but she's backed by Fluffy. So it's like, oh, no.
I know. Like, it's
Fluffy's
awful.
Army versus me. So
you should enter to do your set on a zip line. I think you should zip line on. Not with a harness, but like by your hands. People would be like, what in the goddamn? I mean, you got to really set this up correctly.
Yeah, I've been begging them to do something like that, but they have big production for everybody else but comedians, you know? It's crazy.
Or do something.
Every joke.
Yes, pyrotechnics, but do something terrible, like terrible taste, like come out in a wheelchair, and then when you stand up, just yell, ta-da.
And then the wheelchair blows up.
Yeah, totally. You're like, ta-da. Yeah, I'm a magician. It just,
boom.
Yeah, just ridiculous stuff. Just in the worst possible taste, man. It's I just hope that
I wanted to walk out with a crossbow. They're like, I need a volunteer.
Yeah, knives, throwing knives.
Yeah, all that. I think.
God, don't you wish that you could have a perfect gait, even for only 3 steps? Like you win AGT, and then you just go, whoa.
Like, yeah. Tricked them again.
Yeah. Yeah, suckers.
I was going to say, but I was afraid. I was going to say, you guys are going to be mad as hell when you find out I don't have cerebral palsy. I think people might believe me, and then I'll lose some votes.
Yeah, my disability is I'm a pathological liar.
Yeah. Just a jerk that found a niche.
Yeah, you look. I'm just everybody. The best way to do this. Help me explain this. You download the AGT, the America's Got Talent app. I know it's a pain in the ass to download an app, guys, but this is really something for real, man. If we all do it, and you have it, then you can vote up to 10 times.
up to 10 times on there, and you can also vote 10 times on the website.
Perfect.
And you can do it under different emails. So if you have 16 emails that you use for crimes, well, just use it for good ones.
For crimes. I'm doing exactly that as we speak.
For side bitches, that kind of a thing.
Whatever you have it for.
You, and again, I hope there's...
Yeah, whatever it is.
I hope that the people, I mean, really, this is a fun thing to do because I also like the nature of being subversive. I love the idea of rallying troops and being like, you know what? Josh is our friend. Josh is funny. And no offense to magicians or little kid singers, but I'm like, look, you got your life out in front of you. Simmer down. Hey, also, you're a magician. You're not David Blaine, so piss off. And I don't, I can't see you losing against stuff like that, like a nurse's choir. No offense. By the way, every bit of this is me, not Josh. None of this is Josh Blue's comments. These are my comments. And I want to make that very clear.
But I want to say, too, if I do lose to a magician, I don't know that I'll be able to go on.
I think you're going to throw yourself off the side of that mountain.
Yeah, I don't think I'll be able to deal with the mental anguish. That's like... It's like wearing skinny jeans on TV or something.
Hey, dude, so dig this. You're coming into Kansas City. Are you going to be at the Improv? And you're here in what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, like the end of the month, I think.
So dig this. You're coming in, and guess what's happening in Kansas City? Renfest.
Is it happening?
It's happening.
Oh, we're going, dude.
Oh my God. If LJ is at all home, I'm going to get LeJean, and we're going to have round two of it. Let's see how high some people can get at the Renaissance Fair.
Dude, I'm so in. That makes me happier than being AGT.
It'd be so much. I'm so excited. It's going to be great. We're going back. Huzzah, bitches. This will be fun, but... Tomorrow night is what we got to get done. Listen, Renaissance Fair will be a lot more fun with $1 million in your pocket.
Yes. Let's make that happen first. And then I'm buying one of those flamethrowers that you got. And then we're going to the Renfest.
Dude, how great is it to see that?
We're all in turkey legs.
That clip that they show during the show sometimes, it's just a real short you... Wearing the fire marshal blue outfit and shooting the flames, I'm like, that's out of disgrace. I'm just so excited every time I see that. Just on a personal level, I'm like, that's awesome because it takes me back to that moment, man.
Well, they asked me for pictures that define who I am. I was like, well, that's definitely one.
That's awesome.
Fire marshal blue.
What do they say to you? And I know you got a lot of interviews, so I'm not going to hold on to you forever, Josh. But you, what do the producers say to you? Because, I mean, this is such a big deal. I mean, there are millions and millions of viewers, a lot of sponsorships on the line. They want to have a great finale. They want everyone to win. So, but I know that they come to guys like you, and they're like, okay, this and this. Is it, mostly like, don't screw up, don't get caught doing anything weird in the next week? Like is there a whole speech about how to hold on to everything till you can get to the finale?
It hasn't been too bad like that, I'm very fortunate that my producer, like, I have a personal producer, and he's just like, dude, you're so good at what you do. Like, I don't even have to coach you on very much. Like, if you just go do your thing, you have a really big shot at winning this. Yeah. So I feel great.
From his mouth.
The confidence, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, from his mouth to God's ears, my friend, you deserve to win. I want you to win. I think the whole city wants you to win. And I'll tell everybody, remember, you can vote on the AGT website. You can vote on the AGT app up to 10 times. And if you have multiple emails, you can do that as well. Completely legal. You should absolutely do it. Ask your friends to do it. Jump online. Spread it around Facebook, Instagram, social media, TikTok. But it's time to rally the Josh Blue fans and really bring this home. Yeah. This is a win for everyone.
And if I win, you will never see a more grateful cripple in your life.
Well, just think about all the people.
That's one grateful cripple right there.
This is, yeah, you need to do the Armstrong speech. If you win, this is one wiggly step for me, one very wiggly step for all crippled people.
Yes, I will do that on national television. That is hilarious.
Dude, Look, I love you, brother. I'm just so happy that, you know, it's, no matter how it plays out, and I'm going to hammer this home tomorrow, but no matter how it plays out, man, what a great showing. What a fantastic that, I mean, you know, it's all honorable, man. You got, I mean, again, winning is the most important thing. I don't care what anybody says. I really want you to win. But if just, you got to be proud of where you've gotten to, man. You haven't gotten smoked. You've been great every time. You've gotten great reviews. People have loved you. More people than ever know about you and get a chance to see your comedy. By the way, get those tickets for the Improv. It will be a guaranteed sellout. But I mean, this is every bit of this is good for you and your family, man. And I'm proud for you.
No, thank you, Matt. Again, I really appreciate you and your support throughout my whole career. And this big push tomorrow is gonna do it for me. I feel it, man. I feel it.
Oh, man, so. I hope so. I won't admit to you at some point, like, to see you win, I would get a little emotional about it, just because I love to see good guys win. Like, it takes the edge off everything else in the world.
Thanks, dude. Well, let's do it. I'm so ready. I'm ready. Honestly, I'm ready to win and then go home.
I bet.
I've been here for 4 weeks, man.
I know. And oh, goddamn. All right, listen. You handle your bit. Get ready for that. I know you got a lot of interviews, man. I'll reach out to you tomorrow night afterwards, which everybody will, I'm sure. But then we'll see you in a couple weeks for sure, okay?
Sounds good, my friend. Love you guys so much. Thank you.
Love you, brother, man. Stay right there. Josh Blue. Get it? Vote. I'm telling you. I'm begging you. I'm asking you. Make sure that you vote, and vote 10 times with your email. Vote 10 times online. Vote 10 times with your phone.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s?
It's better over here.
Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.